Welcome to SMS FTW. I believe this is episode 32. Episode 32. And it's a very interesting one, to say the least. I prepared a whole speech, but I'd rather speak from the heart. I was going to prepare stuff for Twitter, and I was going to prepare stuff for Instagram, but I'm just going to do my podcast, and I'll probably pick a little clip from what I say from the heart, because I did write a speech sort of thing, but I'd much rather speak from the heart. What is journalism? Journalism is observing and reporting what you see. Objectively, not giving an opinion. That's called an op-ed. When someone gives their opinion, it's based on what they believe. It's not based on facts. Unless their opinion is based on facts, but then it's not an opinion, it's a fact. There's a big difference between an opinion and a fact. And our media, in today's day and age, is complete lies, complete and utter lies. First of all, let me say this podcast has been brought to you by Bombay Palace, Alprazolam, Clonazepam, and Hydromorphone. Thank you to these companies for sponsoring my show without knowing it. That would be, who produces these things? I forget the name. Purdue, right. Thank you, Purdue, for producing these pharmaceuticals that make me sweat all the time. Anyways, I take these drugs because I have a serious stomach disease and it helps me cope with the pain, because I'm always in pain from this disease. It was passed down genetically from my grandfather. So I take these drugs. I take the Alprazolam because Alprazolam makes me less anxious, let's say, less stressed, because I'm always stressing in my head. I overthink. The Hydromorphone takes away the pain after I eat, because everything I eat causes some kind of pain. And personally, I've seen too much at this point. I've been through a lot. I've seen too much. I'm on a medication called Stelara, which lowers my immune system to dangerous levels. Catching a common flu for me is a bad thing. I got really sick and could die from the common flu because of the injections that I self-administer, subcutaneous injections into my stomach every 2 months, and they cost $5,000 each, and thanks to socialized medicine, the government pays for it. Thank you, government. Did one thing for me, help me out on that. Because it did save my life. I must admit, Big Pharma has some evil shit to it, but Big Pharma also has some life-changing medicine. So, today I'm about to go to Germany. Germany is number 7 on the hot spots of countries that have been affected by COVID-19, coronavirus. I want to go to a hotspot because I believe that people need to see what's going on in a hotspot. And so I will be filming as much as I can. I heard Berlin is going into lockdown. I'm flying into Berlin on Monday night at 10 p.m. I heard Berlin is going into lockdown on the 17th, so it should be very interesting. Now, I call this kind of journalism Russian roulette journalism because if I contract the virus, my chances of me dying are slim. My chances of me surviving are slim to none. If this virus is real, scientists predict that 70% of the planet will get the virus, which means I will get the virus. So it doesn't matter where, I can't hide. I'm not gonna hide in my parents' basement for a year until this goes away. I'm gonna go face it head on and see if it's real. If it's real, it will kill me. This is why it's called Russian roulette journalism, because I'm going into a hot spot with a compromised immune system. Into a place where it's a crazy, crazy virus. And I'm going into a hospital. I'm going to film myself in a hospital because I'm going to get medications. I'm going to fill out some medications so I'll film what it's like inside of a top 10 corona infested country. Number seven. I'm not going to China. My balls aren't that big. Shit. I'll go to Germany. Germany has good scientists. Germany takes in Syrians by the millions and gives them health care. I'm only going to be there for 3, 4 days. If anything, I'm moving to England after I have the NHS because I'm about to film some kinky ass motherfucking movies, baby. I'm about to film my pièce de résistance series. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I found a patient. I consider myself to be a doctor just because I didn't go to their med schools. Doesn't mean I'm not a doctor. I've done my research. Now I don't have my certificate from these med schools, so I'm not an actual certified doctor to society, but I am a doctor to multiple people. People come to me with their problems, and all I do is help them solve them by posing questions. I don't tell anybody what to do, I just offer my guidance. Now, if the coronavirus is as bad as they say it is, I'm gonna die from the coronavirus. Now, life isn't that great that I'm trying to stay really hard to stay alive. The ups aren't worth the downs. The downs are very, very dark. I've seen a lot. I've seen way too much. I wanted to see it though. I wanted to see the dark side. I wanted to expose myself to the dark side. And I did. And I've seen horrible, horrible, horrible things. And they haunt me at night. I've done some things that haunt me at night. When all the lights go out, the circus begins. The crazy circus in my head begins. I cannot stop thinking. That's why benzos help me a lot. Benzodiazepines are a type of anti-anxiety medication. And they help me a lot. I keep setting off the motion detector, and it's very late at night, so I keep waking up my parents, which is not a very nice thing to do. So this is my plan. My plan is to go do some Russian roulette journalism in Germany, meet my friend Kuba, go on an absolutely crazy experience, psychedelic journey, go as deep as I can, reprogram, and then I'm going to be writing a series, a six-part series, Doctor Patient. I met someone on Twitter who is the antithesis to who I am, which is perfect. he is willing to go deep where I'm willing to go. We're gonna make some very, very fucked up films, considering I survived the virus, of course. If the virus is as bad as they say it is, I will die. If it's not as bad as they say it is, I won't fucking die, and you'll know the truth about the fucking virus. That's just how it is. Are they using it as an excuse to quarantine the planet? To get rid of the currency? To start the one world government? To save humanity, they have to bring everybody together. Alex Jones called this 15 years ago. Alex Jones said they'd release some kind of bioweapon, and to help you, to save you, they would gather you and quarantine you. And this could either be the beginning of the end or the beginning of the beginning. We won't know for a really long time. I'm very curious to know whether it's the end or the beginning. If the coronavirus takes me out, I won't find out. I'm very excited to film this 6-part series in Bristol, though. That I can tell you for real. We're gonna do some crazy shit. Lots of needle stuff. Lots of pleasure versus torture. Pleasure versus pain. I'm gonna make this person suffer a lot, but I'm also gonna bring them a lot of pleasure. Everything will be like doctor procedures. You know, it's gonna be all filmed in doctor procedures. There will be penetration involved. I'm gonna do medical experiments on him. Medical experiments. As much as I can do on film without getting arrested for 10 years. I'm very excited about this endeavor. I think we're gonna make some really cool, fucked up movies. And I believe I was put on this planet to do two things: make really fucked up movies and make a dent in the statistic that 85% of Indian prostitutes are trafficked women and children. Ever since I learned this statistic, I really, really have been emotionally affected, and I feel as though it's my responsibility to do something about it. So most of the profits that I get from selling my films or my series will go to a fund that will eventually go to help save sex slaves. I was put on this planet to save sex slaves. You know, I've been in a fight against the pedophiles. Not the high class ones, not the Epsteins, but the low class ones. The ones that travel just to have sex with a 3-year-old kid. I've hunted those people. And I'm not gonna start incriminating myself on my podcast, but I'm a pedophile hunter, excuse me. The cocktail is making me slur my words a little bit, if we're being totally honest. I've been so anxious about going to Germany. You know, I'm leaving my parents' house. My parents offered me to stay here. They told me I could stay here and live here and live comfortably and just hide in their basement from the coronavirus, but I choose to face this head on and see what happens. Is it hype? Is it real? We don't know, 'cause everybody lies. Everybody lies. That's why you only believe my real st when I tell my stories, you only really truly believe me if you know me as a person. Because my life is a movie. It's absolute craziness. From getting kidnapped to Hong Kong, that's just the latest thing, to being in the mountains of Negril trying to buy a kilo of coke in my t mid 20s, getting guns in my face with my old best friend, who will rename nameless right now at this moment. Fuck, we're only 15 minutes in. This feels like it's gonna take forever. I guess this is basically just my update as to what I'm gonna do. This is my Russian roulette journalism, gonzo style. What the fuck is this coronavirus, people? Is it real? COVID-19? Is are 150 million people gonna die from it in the next year? Is this the one, or is it complete bullshit so that they could gather us together and quarantine us and change the monetary system, start chipping us? Is this really the beginning of the end? Because Alex Jones, I swear to God, Alex Jones called this 15 years ago. He said they would release a bioweapon. The planet would go into martial law under the guise of helping us, under the guise of saving us, which is what quarantine is. They would tell us that they're helping us by quarantining us, but really they're continuing their plan of depopulation. I mean, you could label me a conspiracy theorist all you want. I've done research, and I'm from a certain family that's privy to certain information. I choose not to give my last name away on purpose for my own safety because of the family I come from. I've been held ransom before because of my last name, and I'd rather not go there ever again, so I just do not use it. I'm very excited to see my friend Kuba, so what we're gonna do is go on a crazy psychedelic journey. I'm gonna try and reprogram, reformat my brain. 'Cause something's off. I went through some post-traumatic stress during my Hong Kong shit. And that's just to add to the list of post-traumatic stress I suffer from. I could name five things, but I'm not gonna get into that right now. The substances that I plan on using are LSD, DMT, ketamine, psilocybin, the positive drugs. While I'm on these drugs, I'm not gonna take any big pharmaceutical drugs. I'm gonna sustain from taking those drugs. I'm not gonna mix the light drugs with the dark drugs, because the drugs I'm doing right now are dark drugs. They're very addictive. They change brain chemistry in a way where you really, really need them. You know, psychedelics don't do that. Once you go deep with the psychedelic, you don't want to do it again for another year or two, if you go as deep as I do anyway. I'm looking to do around 400 micrograms of LSD, which is a lot. A normal dose is about 125 micrograms. I'm not super experienced with DMT, though I have tried it three times, but I'm not very experienced with it. But according to Dr. Terence McKenna, when you're on your up, when you feel the LSDs coming up, you take a big hit of DMT. Big, big hit. And that supposedly shoots you to a world, different dimension. I need to explore this dimension of my psyche, 'cause something's wrong, and the way I'm gonna fix it is through psychedelics. I've mixed all these psychedelics before. I don't see it as a big deal. I don't see it as a risk. I feel like I might get caught in Germany, which might be a little fucked up. It might be a little fucked up getting caught in Germany. It's possible. Anything's possible. Really gotta move, but I don't wanna be out of the camera. I keep tripping the system. So, I expect you find guidance in the series that I'm writing for Bristol in this journey, in this psychological journey I'm about to take with Cuba. I am nervous because it's always hard. These things aren't fun. I'm not going through this for fun. I'm going through this to experience deep, deep psychosis, to take myself out of it, to come back and just reprogram, reformat. That's what psychedelics do for me. So that's what I'm going to do. And then after that, I'm going to England to meet the star of my new films. His name is Gacy Dahmer. And we're gonna do some fucked up shit, people. I'm thinking of giving the first episode away just so that people get a taste, or I might just give like a long trailer, like a 2.5 minute trailer, you know, just to get people hooked, because I know with what I have planned so far, it's dark, it's kinky, it's good shit. Very sexual. The reason that I don't feel, I haven't been in this situation yet. I'm not gay at all whatsoever. I'm looking at this as a doctor procedure. When I make him come, after I give him tremendous amount of pain, when I make him come, I look at it as a massage or whatever. I'm gonna be wearing latex gloves. I'm never gonna fuck. I'm never gonna suck. It's going to be doctor procedures, and in the late 1900, in the late 19th century, women went to gynecologists, and gynecologists would make them come. It was part of a gynecologist's job to make a woman come, because men have no idea what the fuck they're doing when it comes to sex, that's for sure. So, I've never made a man come before. It's gonna be interesting, but because I'm not doing it with my penis or my mouth, and I'm doing it like a doctoral procedure, like a surgical procedure, let's say, I feel comfortable with it, I think. I'm gonna go through with it. If I don't feel comfortable, I'm not gonna do it. But as of right now, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to film this because it's real. I'm gonna give him real pain. It's gonna not gonna be acting, and you're gonna see his face. I'm gonna have three different cameras set up so that you could see different angles of his face going through severe pain and then it receiving extreme pleasure. Black and white, baby. Fuck the gray. I'm all about the black and white. I don't think this is gonna be a 1 hour podcast. I leave pretty soon. So I want to give the numbers right now as of March 13th. Right now we're March 15th, so this is 2 days ago. The death toll rate and the infection rate is supposedly increasing. I need my glasses for this. So China is number one. This is the top 10 list of countries that are hit by this COVID-19 coronavirus. China, let's be honest, we have no fucking clue because they won't release information. They won't release true information. Their government is secretive as fuck. Secretive as fuck, the Chinese government. But what they claim right now is that 67,000 people are infected and 3,000 people have died. In Italy, the second hardest hit country on the planet right now, 2,366 cases of confirmed coronavirus. Sorry, 17,660 cases of coronavirus confirmed, with 2,366 deaths. Now, Iran is number three, and again, we can't trust Iran. Iran's government is sketchy. Every government is sketchy. We can't really trust these numbers, people. But the numbers that they claim are 11,000 infected and 500 dead. South Korea, number 4, 8,000 infected, 67 dead. Spain, 4,209 infected with 120 dead. Germany, 3,262 infected, 9 dead. They're doing something right in Germany. Shit. In France, 2,876 people have been infected with 60 deaths. The ventilation just went on. Fuck my life. I hope you can hear me. In the USA, the US government sketchy as fuck. I heard from a reliable source that the US government planted this biological weapon in China to use them as a scapegoat, because the United States is fighting China in two separate wars. Not in wars where they kill each other, but financial wars, cyber wars, trade wars, shit like that. They're going crazy. So I heard from a reliable journalist source that the U.S. has placed this biological weapon in China to use them as a scapegoat. Anyways, the U.S. government is sketchy. They claim 2,000 infected with 40 deaths. The Swiss government is claiming 1,125 infected with 7 deaths. Norway, 933 infected with 1 death. They're doing something right, but not that many infected. And Japan is number 10 with 696 infected with 19 dead. Now, Japan is right near China. I don't know why there's not more people infected in Japan. Listen, in the end, if I die from coronavirus, I'm very happy with the credits that I've earned. I'm very proud of my life. I've done everything I said I wanted to do. I've been published. I've traveled over 45 countries. I've lived in over 15 cities. Life's ups to me aren't good enough for me to fight through the downs, if you understand what I mean. Life is really kind of shit, and I won't accept being a spoke on society's wheel, having a regular job, just paying my rent and living a normal life. I'm not that kind of person. I've seen too much. I've been through too much. Traveling usually lands me in a fucked up situation. A very fucked up situation. But I must admit, at the same time, traveling and getting into fucked up positions, like becoming homeless, has taught me more than any positive thing that I've been through in my life. Any positive experiences. The negative experiences have brought me way more than my positive experiences. I can extract way more positive from the negative experience. I've learned way more from the negative than the positive. So I'm going to take the chance, people. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out with a fucking smile, because I did everything I wanted to do. I tried everything. I did everything. There's really nothing left for me to do except save sex slaves, which is why I hope this movie shit picks up, which is why I hope my movies sell. I hope to make money off smut and switch that to saving sex slaves. Sorry, but I need my sunglasses. My eyes are very sensitive to light, which is why you'll always see me wearing sunglasses. Also, I got my head kicked in a lot, so my eye goes googly, and I don't like it. But for the most part, my eyes are very sensitive to light, so I'm always wearing sunglasses. Always, always. And I love sunglasses. I wear them indoors too, because fuck you. Why not? I'm very anxious and worried about going, but I'm still gonna do it because I like to push myself out of my comfort zone. If I liked to stay in my comfort zone, I would live at my mom's house and just eat chicken soup and smoke some weed sometimes and get a part-time job and live a life of normalcy. Fuck that. Where there's a fire, I jump in, and that's what life's about. For me, anyway. That's what life's about. And I'm gonna continue doing it until I die. I don't plan on living long anyway. I wanna make my mark on society, and then I'm done. Unless I get like super successful and I'm like making a real big difference on this planet, then there's no reason for me to be here after I've done everything I want to do. This is going to be a 30-minute podcast. I leave at 1:30 tomorrow. I'm really tired. I want to sleep a little bit. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I've had a long day, and it's time to call it a quits. So, Russian roulette journalism, I coined that fucking term. I'm going to do it. If the coronavirus is as bad as they say it is, I'll probably get it and it'll take me out, and then I'll document how bad it is while I'm dying. If it's bullshit, just to get us in quarantine, just a New World Order shit, we'll figure that out too. And then we'll know, because I'm going to a super infected area. The chances of me not getting it, pretty slim. So let's see what happens. My parents are freaking out. I don't blame them. I'm freaking out too. But the Xanax is helping me. Especially Xanax mixed with alcohol. It's helping me not give a fuck as much. That's for sure. Thank you for joining. Next time you hear from me, next podcast we do, I'm not sure who's going to join. Max McCone might be on, an old guest, favorite of mine. Kuba, definitely. Obviously, my brother from another mother, my little bro, I love him very much. Shout outs to Daisy. Shout outs to Persian. Fuck you, Cuddle Bear. Fuck you from the bottom of my fucking heart. Tiffany, you broke my heart. Oh, on my last podcast, I like cried and said I was in love. It lasted 8 seconds. So, like, you know how I said I don't believe it's true until I look at her 20 years from now and I say I fucking love you? That was full of shit. I got too fucked up at her house and she lost respect for me. But really, I've been kind of relatively sober at my parents' house, so I went to my girl's house to get fucked up, and I got over fucked up between the fentanyl and the Seroquel and the Xanax and the clonazepam and the Dilaudid. Like, I was mixing so many substances, and she must have seen me in my worst state, all fucking messy. And then she lost total respect for me, which is what girls do a lot. They fall in love with me, and then they see how fucked up I am, and then they're like, fuck that. I'm a lone wolf, baby. I was meant to be alone, which is cool. You know, I've been alone my whole life. I get along with animals way more than I do with people. So, you know. I'll just make my movies and then we'll see what happens. So that's the plan, people. That's the plan. I hope I catch all my flights. I hope I don't get stuck in some fucking Toronto city. You know? I hope I don't get stuck in Toronto and they don't allow flights into Germany or whatever. But with a Canadian passport, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be able to get in anywhere the fuck I want. Thank you for joining. I'm starting to do audio visual because I got such a good response on my last podcast that I did audio visual. I think people like to see, even though this, I don't really have anything set up here. You see Quebec, Canada, United States. I don't know why we have the United States flag on our shit. It's probably because the United States owns us. So does Britain. Britain and United States kind of share us because we're pussies. We don't know how to fight for ourselves. Okay, that was the last time I tripped the fucking alarm. I'm going to end this here. Thank you for joining the SMS FTW podcast. It's been a pleasure. The next time you hear from me, I'll be in a motherfucking hotspot of the COVID virus. The thing that's supposed to take out 150 million people over the next year. Let's see if that shit's for real. Let's see if they're fucking with us. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, I guess. And, no, I love you all. I love you all very much. This is supposed to be a comedy podcast, but, you know, vibes change. I haven't been really funny lately because I got PTSD from getting kidnapped in Hong Kong. That kind of takes the funny out of you for real. We did 40 minutes, 37 minutes, 3 and 7 are my numbers, so we're definitely ending on 37 minutes. Like I said, I love you all. Wish me luck if I die from coronavirus. The people who I forgot to give shout-outs to, I'm sorry. You know I love you because I pay attention. Little, Lip, like, the list goes on. CC, what's up, baby? Love you very much. I don't love you yet, but I know I will because you're fucking lovely, and I love texting you. You're lovely. Kendra, fuck you. You don't know me. And what you did to me was really disrespectful. Kaylee Wanless, double fuck you. You call yourself a model, but you're a glorified prostitute. I never met a model with a price list for what they do in privates, you know, publicized. So, you know, actually, when I went on my rant about Playboy model Kaylee Wanless, who was my boss at the magazine because I was the senior editor of the Dank Dolls magazine, I got really angry at her because she was really impatient. She printed some of my shit that wasn't, like, I told her to send me everything before she puts it to print, but she, brainless fucking idiot, didn't do it. So pretty much everything you see in issue 1 of the Dank Dolls magazine was written by me, but not properly edited by me because I was working with a brainless fool. Shit, we went to 38 minutes. I wanted to end on 39. So let's go to 40 minutes. Anything else I have to say? I'm sad to leave my parents' house. I've developed a great bond with them in the last 4 months. I've been here for 4 months. It's time that I go and get back to my fucked up shit. Thank you for joining. We're going to end it here. Again, thank you to the sponsors, Bombay Sapphire, Purdue Pharmaceuticals, and whoever made this delicious nut cream tea or whatever. And I'm too tired and fucked up now. And I'm gonna go. And I love you all. And thank you for joining.